Welcome once again to the messages of Cornerstone Anglican Church. In this episode, Pastor Andrew unpacks the coming season of Advent and how we become citizens of heaven by walking in the light.
So we've entered Advent at 6 o'clock last night, and we're going to finish our Christmas season with the Epiphany. Who knows what that means? Who comes on the Epiphany? The wise men, Magi. And we're going to celebrate that on the 9th of January. And so for our season of Christmas, it finishes at 6 o'clock on the 9th of January. We start in our lights in Advent, and we're finishing them on the Epiphany. Now, others will turn their lights off sooner than that. But we're following our Christmas season from Advent through to the Epiphany. And when I came down at 10:30 last night to check the lights, there was a section that wasn't working. It looked really great, but there's this whole section that's just dark. So I'm driving back home, and the Lord said, "Everything works together for good to those who love the Lord." And this was going to work together for good. And I thought, okay, I had no idea what that was going to mean. Until I'm sitting reflecting this morning about what is it that God is wanting to do us in Advent. Because we felt as a church that instead of doing carols and all that stuff this year, we need to take a step back and see that somewhere in the midst of Advent, God is wanting to set our church free to truly do what he wants us to do. And over the last 3 months, Mother Jean and I have having some great conversations. In those discussions, we've talked about the past. And for many of us, we can't see anything that's amiss. We think our church is really great. And yet for others, we're still aware that there is something in the darkness that niggles us. And we need for that to be gone. Be totally gone. And in a sense, Advent has to do with darkness and light. When we come to Christmas Day, we celebrate the coming of Jesus as that babe born in a manger in Bethlehem. But what we really celebrate is the light of God coming into the world to expel darkness. And so as we move through Advent, we're going to be working together and individually to look at that element of darkness that hides itself in the busyness of life, that hides itself in the turmoils of life, that hides itself in the stresses and struggles that we go through from week to week, that catches us unaware and leaves us in darkness in attitudes that we're not wholly understand or aware that we actually have. And so Advent is a time of reflection over four themes: hope, love, joy, and peace. They're the general thoughts of what Advent's about. So as we follow through that sense of darkness and how it invades us, how it overwhelms us, the purpose is that by the time we hit Christmas Day, not only does the light come into the world in the person of Jesus Christ, but it has come into our hearts in a greater way than ever before. That we're able through reflection, prayer and repentance to do away with the subtleties of darkness. You know, darkness doesn't pop up and say, hey, I'm darkness, do you want to have me? There are some people who've got so dark that darkness does speak to them. But for most of us, the impact of attitude in darkness is a subtle thing. It is something that happens behind the scenes. It'll come out in our speech. It'll come out in our actions. Certainly comes out in our attitudes, whether they're hidden or not. And so Advent calls us to a time of transforming our inner heart to be the person God intends us to be for all eternity. It's aimed to get us to think in eternal terms. You know, we are mortal people. Our bodies decay, unfortunately. They don't do what we want them to do when we get older. And at one point, our bodies are going to give up the ghost. What I mean by give up the ghost, our soul and spirit are going to be released from this mortal body. Some of us will live to 100, others not quite as long. That's not a long time when you compare that to eternity. What are we going to be doing for eternity? And unfortunately, a lot of the theology of the church has totally confused that issue. There's some of the extreme theology of the church. This is a broad church, not individual church. Actually, at the end of the day, denies us eternity. Takes it away. Yes, there's an eternal God, they will say. And the only thing that we will be is a good memory in God's mind. And we're gone. That's not a good eternity. So what is it that comes about at Christmas time is a promise of an eternity for us that is absolutely glorious, that takes away the pain, takes away the stresses, takes away the promises, that gives us something beyond measure of anything that you could measure in this world. That's why Jesus says, where is your treasure? If it's in this world, then it can be stolen, it can be rotted. We're aware as a church of being robbed 4 times. And some of the good stuff that we've done and the hard work we've done has been breached by others who don't care tuppence about us. So where's your treasure? Jesus asks us. Should be in heaven. Should be where we are. So Advent has to do with hope. And a hope that is not disappointed. The hope that comes to us at Advent is a hope that has been established by the coming of Jesus Christ at Christmas time, over 2,000 years ago. He came for us. The Son of the living God left his throne in heaven and took human form in the person of the babe born at Bethlehem, grew up in a life like ours in its own way, and went to a cross so that we could have eternity. That at the last day, he could raise us up. That when our mortal body gives up on us, it's not over. That when our mortal body gives up, he will raise us up to be with him for eternity. Is it going to be a good time prior to that? Jesus doesn't seem to think so. as we heard in the gospel reading today and in other readings that we have. Remember, I used to be an atheist. And I'd been invited to a service by my uncle in a little country town called Trundle. And he says, "Oh, there's this service up there. Why don't you join us?" "Oh, I don't want to go to a service." "Well, I think you're coming." It wasn't an invitation. It was, "You are coming to this service." So my mate and I, because I had my mate, we went up to this service. And this preacher got up. And he began to preach about the last days, when the angels would come and throw the evil people into the pit or into the fire and burn up. And then the good stalks, they would be harvested. And we're driving home back to Trundle. And my mate and my uncle having this great old conversation, but all I could think about was, am I good or am I evil? Am I going to be going to heaven or am I going to be burnt up? And I couldn't get out of my head. And then 2 weeks later, we're back in Sydney and I'm riding my motorbike home. And the sun and the horizon was this absolutely brilliant red. And I got my prophecies all wrong. I wasn't a theologian, by the way. I was an atheist. And I got this thought, but here's this bright red sun. And I said, "Jesus, don't come yet. I'm not ready for you." And guess what? He didn't come. Eternity is what Jesus wants to talk to us about. It's what he wants us to be aware about. He wants us to understand that we can get so caught in the things of this world that we miss it. We miss the subtleties of it. We miss the nuances of it. Oh, as Christians, we're aware of it. Absolutely aware of it. And theologically, we're aware of it. Belief-wise, we're aware of it. But what we're not so good at is understanding the nuances of the things of this world and how they grip us and how they hold us and how they influence us. The things that we desire, the greed that is sometimes subtle in our life, the insensitivities that we have, the nature of relationships that grip us. In his teaching, Jesus dealt with almost every worldly thing that affects us, from our finances to our relationships. And you would think that if you were going to be a nice Christian, you would be good to mum and dad. And the Bible says you should be good to mum and dad. But Jesus also said there may become a point where they will put you to death if you're following me. We're to love Jesus above everything in this world. Every relationship, everything that grips our heart, every desire that we have, he has to be first. And if he's first, then everything else comes after. And sometimes he's restored relationships, and other times he's been the result of the shattering of relationships. And that is because not only are we caught in the subtleties of darkness, but everyone around us is caught there as well. And some are caught in greater darkness and greater confusion than others. As Christians, we have a sense of the light. And over the decades, that light has worked in our life to release us and set us free and enable us to grip and understand God and a relationship with God, an ongoing walk with God. But Advent reminds us is we're not yet ready for his coming. And yet he said, "Be ready when I come." Are you going to be a servant that is waiting and watching and preparing for the second coming of the Son of God? Or are you going to get caught out when he arrives? Are you going to be like Jesus is coming on the clouds? Hold on, Jesus, I've got something going on here. Rather than, hey, he's come, and we raise our hands. Why do we raise our hands? We've been expecting him to come. Advent reminds us, do we still have our expectation? Are we expecting him to come? Have the tribulations and the troubles and the difficulties got us so focused on things in this world that we're not even aware he might come today? Or he might come in 1,000 years' time. Neither he or us will ever know the time. That's the Father's time. But we're to be ready, irrespective of the time. Ready for him when he comes. There was this preacher from 1865 preaching on the passages from Hebrews 13 verse 14. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking to the city that is to come. Now he's just in chapters 12 and 13 done a whole unpacking of the coming of the city of God. But this preacher was saying, we get so involved in the mortality of this world that we forget that we don't have a city here. We don't have a home here. Now, I don't mean that we shouldn't have a home and we shouldn't have an abode and we shouldn't have family. But it's not eternal. It's going to go. Either we're going to go or it's going to go, one or the other. We don't have an enduring city here in this world. But we have one that's coming and one we're going to. And we need to begin to understand ourselves as citizens of heaven. Not just citizens of Australia, not just citizens of planet Earth, but we, because of Jesus Christ, are now citizens of heaven. And so the city that is going to endure is coming. And because we are committed to Christ, because we've received him in our lives, because we have taken a hold of him to serve him and to follow him, we're citizens of where he is, not just where we are. Paul says, you are a fellow heir with Jesus. So that everything that God has given to Jesus, he's giving to you and I. Why? Because we are citizens of heaven. Because we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And that kingdom is just not in one place. It's beyond place. So we're not just in this place in Everton Park. But we're, as citizens of the kingdom of God, we're citizens of eternity. And so as we come to Advent, we need to give reflection. Just like we've got one dark spot in our lights, is there a dark spot in our souls that God wants us to deal with? So what do we do this week? We reflect on eternity. And how the things that catch our hurt, our minds, the troubles at hand right now, are holding us back from seeing the hope that comes through the expectation and reality of being citizens of the kingdom of God, citizens of heaven. And to allow that picture of the coming of Christ to invade, to really invade those troubles and those stresses and those difficulties, that he can raise us up out of the darkness into the light. Let us pray. Father, you sent your Son into this world as a light, as the light, Lord, help us to see the elements of darkness that we need to deal with, repent of, and get rid of. The transformation of our hearts and our attitudes, that we can truly walk with you and see you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you'd like to hear more great messages from Pastor Andrew, check out our Facebook page or look us up on the net at cornerstone-church.com.au.